Back now with Day to Day. This week in Oregon, a lot of people are getting a better sense of what it's like to live in poverty. They're taking the food stamp challenge, limiting themselves to just $3 a day for all of their meals. $3 is about how much Oregonians on food stamps receive. On Monday's show, we spoke with Ken Hoyt. He's a former restaurant critic, and he's a challenge participant living in Portland. Ken told us he used his limited budget to stock up on canned vegetables and mayonnaise.
I ended up with some tuna fish and some eggs, and so I think I'm going to be eating tuna and egg salad a lot. And I had to have canned vegetables because anything that was frozen was too out of my range, and the fresh was out of my range.
5 days later, Ken Hoyt joins us once more. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Alex.
So, Ken, have you indeed been eating lots of tuna and egg salad?
You know, it has been the official diet of Ken for the whole week. It's getting a little bit old.
What's been the hardest part for you of the challenge so far?
Well, you know, I think that it's really sort of stolen my focus because it really does. It affects your primitive brain. You can really tell that people that would be stuck with this to do every day would have to be thinking at that primitive part of your brain, which is, you know, food equals survival. So I'm a little hungry a lot, and that makes me think about food more than I probably want to.
In addition to the financial challenges, have you gotten any other sense of what it's like to live on food stamps?
Yes, I think I have. The reality is, if you're living on food stamps, you just have no choices. You do what you have to in order to survive. And I kind of think of it as a prison sentence. You know, I'm going to get sprung from my prison here on Sunday night. But somebody that had to deal with this every day wouldn't be getting out. It would be kind of demoralizing to deal with this. Not kind of, it would be demoralizing.
Have you found any creative ways to get by on $3 a day?
I'll fess up. I wanted ice cream so bad the other night that I made white rice and put milk on it and a little bit of sugar, and it had to stand in for pudding. Kind of sad, but you know what? It was pretty satisfying.
So this dessert was made with rice. I imagine that would be somewhat filling too, yeah?
It was filling, probably unhappily so. This has not been a diet of for losing weight this week. I'm actually gaining a little bit because of the high carbs.
After this week, you'll be done with the challenge. Do you think you'll do anything differently when it comes to food and how you spend your money from here on out?
Well, you know, I've always been sort of peripherally involved at the Oregon Food Bank here, and I haven't really given my time there, but I'm going to give my time now. I really think I need to be more involved in this.
The Food Stamp Challenge winds up on Sunday. What are you most looking forward to eating after you're done?
Actually, I was joking with a friend yesterday, and I said I'm going to have an ice cream omelet, but I think I might be more reasonable, but I'm excited about just ordering what I want, not what I have to have.
Ken Hoyt of Portland, Oregon, who will be donating the money he didn't spend on meals this week to the Oregon Food Bank. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.